8 out of 10 white evangelicals voted for President Trump in 2016, and polls suggest they continue to strongly support him. But ahead of the midterm elections, a new group is trying to carve out a space for evangelicals who find themselves at odds with the president's rhetoric and policies. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, they are asking conservative Christians to think differently about issues like abortion.
It sounds a little bit like a church service.
Well, I am weak.
And a bit like a campaign rally.
You know what I mean? You've heard it said that to be a true Christian, you must vote like a Republican. We are here to be reminded that just ain't so.
On a recent evening, under the heavy branches of live oak trees, Doug Padgett stood before a couple dozen people gathered on folding chairs on the Rice University campus in Houston. Back home in Minneapolis, Padgett is a pastor, and he describes himself as a progressive evangelical. But right now, he's traveling the country by bus, preaching a message that juxtaposes Trump campaign slogans against quotes from the Bible.
You have heard it said, America first. But we're here to be reminded to seek first the kingdom of God on behalf of all those everywhere in the world. You have heard it said, we must stack the courts. But we're here to be reminded that you can gain the whole world and lose your very soul.
Padgett's organization is called Vote Common Good, and their focus is evangelicals and other Christian voters who feel out of place in President Trump's Republican Party. Padgett says the group has about $1 million in private donations. They're touring the country ahead of the midterms, visiting more than 30 congressional districts chosen in part based on their religious makeup. Congressman Ted Lieu of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has informally advised the group. At an event in San Antonio this week, Tracy Goodrich, who's still homeschooling two of her four kids, said she and her husband quietly left their evangelical church soon after the election.
I kind of feel like I'm in this space where I grew up in an evangelical home, and with the last several years just kind of feeling like I have a home, as the things that I once felt represented Christ and Christ-likeness have been completely the opposite. Things I see have been supported by family and friends and community.
Goodrich says she voted for Republicans until 2016, but she doesn't like the way Trump talks about vulnerable people, she says, like immigrants, women, and the poor. She says many of her evangelical friends initially opposed Trump until it became clear he would be the Republican nominee.
Like, literally, all of a sudden, Donald Trump, you know, we couldn't see anything wrong with Donald Trump. It was just like, now we're blind to everything Donald Trump's. But it was all on the abortion issue.
Goodrich describes herself as pro-life, but says a lot of other issues, like helping the poor, should be just as important to Christians. That's in line with the message Vote Common Good is preaching as the group tours the country.
Amazing grace.
Singer Mia Pace has been traveling with the group, performing hymns. Pace grew up in a predominantly Black Baptist church. Unlike their white evangelical counterparts, Black Christians overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. Pace says people who faced a history of disenfranchisement often see the abortion debate differently.
When you are fighting to keep your family together, when you're fighting to keep your children safe from criminals and from cops, when you don't know if someone's going to pick up your resume because of your name, us fighting about an issue like this is something that we feel we can leave in God's hands.
Doug Padgett says since the bus began visiting parks and churches in early October, the issue has come up again and again.
I have not thought or talked about abortion in 15 years as much as I have in the last 3 weeks.
Padgett published an op-ed in USA Today this week, arguing that evangelicals should put more energy into reducing abortions than trying to criminalize them, and should vote against politicians who support Trump's agenda. Kristen Hawkins, who runs the anti-abortion rights group Students for Life, is a former evangelical who converted to Catholicism. She says she's heard this argument before and doesn't think most conservative Christian voters will buy it because of how they view abortion.
There are certainly a lot of issues that Christians care about when they go to vote. But at the end of the day, we know that there's a human rights atrocity happening inside of our country, and that atrocity is abortion.
However the issues are framed, pollster Robbie Jones of the Public Religion Research Institute says moving white evangelicals away from the GOP would be an uphill battle.
You know, once you have several generations that are voting 80% Republican, it's less that they're doing that because of one particular issue and more that it has become, in many ways, a kind of tribal identity that's just inextricably tied to evangelical identity. And I think that is the tie that binds much more than any single issue.
Vote Common Good is trying to push beyond those identities, talking to small groups of Christian voters almost daily in the weeks leading up to the midterms. They say they're planning more events for the 2020 presidential cycle. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, San Antonio.